Rising Above, a tale of positive coping in the face of adversity. The air hung heavy with the weight of uncertainty as I navigated the winding road of adversity. Life had a peculiar way of throwing curveballs, and the pitch was becoming increasingly unpredictable. Yet, within the ebb and flow of challenges, I discovered a profound lesson. One that transformed my approach to adversity and resilience. It all began during a time when the rhythm of life seemed to falter. I found myself standing at the crossroads of unexpected setbacks. Story familiar to many who have felt the sting of adversity. The road ahead was clouded with doubt, and I yearned for a beacon to guide me through the shadows. As the days turned into weeks, the weight of adversity pressed upon me. The mundane became a struggle, and the future seemed shrouded in uncertainty. It was in this moment of vulnerability that I stumbled upon a lesson that would change the course of my journey. This is a lesson in positive coping. First, let me tell you what caused this adversarial situation to me. And it's simple, it was speed. Well, no, this is not a story of addiction, so I'm not talking about amphetamines or any other illicit drugs on the streets. I'm talking about the speed of life. You know, if I were a type of a devil, and I were given an assignment by a greater devil, for example, Beelzebub, to destroy the world, I would speed up the supply of information and emotional enhancement. So precisely this is effective, you know. After a while, one would go crazy, emotionally exhausted. The Western man has the power of such a destiny-shaping will. Let's do something. Let's create something. It's not good the way how it is. Let's do something else. You know, then I would ask, why do you always have to do something? Can we not have a time when we are not doing anything at all? You see, I'm not blaming a person here, not an ethnicity or a nation or an organization either. It's culture of not good enough and let's do something better. Right here and right now. We all know the benefits of relaxation, increased blood supply, reduced fear and anxiety. And this is what we need to help communities and societies to thrive. In the heart of adversity, I found solace in a conversation with an old friend, an individual who had weathered storm and emerged stronger. His eyes held the wisdom of one who had walked through the valleys and scaled the peaks of life's challenges. There's a story within his eyes, narrative waiting to unfold. Over a cup of coffee, he began to share a story. A story within a story at this point, because this story is my story's continuation. Haystale echoed universal theme of adversity, resilience, and the transformative power of positive coping. I must call a journey through the storm. In the heart of the tempest, my friend found himself facing a profound loss. The storm clouds of grief enveloped him, casting a shadow that seemed insurmountable. It was a time when the world felt colorless, and hope appears to be a distant memory. On top of all this, life was cruel, asking him to be best in the university, best in his job, and the best boyfriend ever, and the best friend for the whole world. In the throes of despair, he stumbled upon the practice that would become his compass, a strategy rooted in positive coping. Instead of resting the storm, or resisting the storm rather, he chose to dance in the rain. Each raindrop became a reminder that even in adversity there was humor to be found. He used positive coping strategies to soothe the grisly emotions and the paralyzing sense he felt. Humor and laughter were his best friend. Laughter stimulates the release of endorphins, as you know, the body's natural painkiller, which promotes feelings of well-being and reduced stress. These endorphins act as mood enhancers and contribute to a sense of relaxation and happiness. Additionally, laughter triggers the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with reward and pleasure. This boosts motivation and reinforces positive emotions. And he started the gratitude journal, a chronicle of small joys and moments of resilience amidst the chaos. In the pages of the journal, he discovered sanctuary, a place where the storm's roar was softened by the whispers of gratitude. The act of acknowledging the silver linings became a beacon, guiding him through the darkest nights. This is a glimpse into the present, lesson learned and insights gained. When my friend unfolded his narrative, I couldn't help but be captivated by the profound wisdom embedded within his journey. It wasn't about denying the existence of the storm, but learning to dance in its midst. It was about finding pockets of light within the darkness and allowing gratitude to be the compass that points towards hope. He realized that having a gratitude journal, it can be a form of self-care, a little reminder to prioritize your mental health over almost anything in life. It helps to shift his focus away from stress into a word of thank you. Well, this thank you goes to himself because he deserves it. The aha moment, navigating adversity with gratitude. In the silence that followed his story, the aha moment emerged, a realization of adversity through formidable could be navigated with a positive coping strategy anchored in gratitude. For me, this relevant became a guiding light, illuminating the path through my own challenges. I embarked on a journey of keeping a gratitude journal, capturing moments of resilience, no matter how small. It wasn't about denying the difficulties, but about cultivating the mindset that acknowledged the strength within a vulnerability. And some of the tips, practical tips for navigating adversity with positive coping. Well, as I said, start a gratitude journal. Dedicate a few minutes each day to jot down things you're grateful for. It can be simple, such as a warm cup of tea or a shared smile. The act of acknowledging gratitude can shift your focus during your challenging times. For instance, reminding myself that I matter first of all to myself and I deserve to be respected the way how I am is important. And how I am, when I am the way I am, well, I am not as fast as a Lamborghini, but I am as comfortable as an Audi. Create a resilience playlist. Compile a playlist of songs that resonate with strength and resilience. Music has the power to uplift and inspire, serving as a reminder of your inner fortitude. Goodness, if I don't get the daily dose of power metal, I'm done. Because power metal typically features lyrics and revolve around fantasy, mythology, heroism, and epic storytelling. These themes often carry positive messages of triumph, courage, and overcoming adversity, which can uplift and inspire listeners. Connect with a supportive community. Surround yourself with the individuals who uplift and support you. Share your journey with trusted friends and join a community that foster positivity and encouragement. This is extremely important to me. I do have my online and offline friends as well. Thanks to the internet, I'm happy to connect with people with similar values as mine on the other side of the planet. You can also practice mindfulness and reflection. Incorporate mindfulness practices in your routine. Moments of stillness and reflection allow you to observe your thoughts without judgment, fostering a sense of inner peace. I try to practice this while I'm interested, while I'm actually I'm stressed or stimulated negatively by my surroundings. It's hard, but I'm very curious of my feelings when I'm reacting to negative stimuli. It's a revelation to me of biblical scale. Try it out for yourself. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge the celebrate and small victories, no matter how trivial they may seem. Each accomplishment contributes to your resilience and positive coping toolkit. I tend to link small wins to mindfulness. Sometimes when I catch the aha moment of why I react the way I react to the emotional stressors, I tend to allow myself to celebrate. This is precisely because of the liberating knowledge of my weaknesses, which from then I can start improving. In the tapestry of life, adversity is a thread that weaves through the narratives, adding depth and texture. Through this story within a story, you too can learn that positive coping isn't about avoiding challenges, but about navigating them with resilience and gratitude. So I pen down these reflections. I am reminded that storms may come, but within them lies an opportunity to dance in the rain. May this narrative inspire you to embrace your journey, finding strength in vulnerability and cultivating gratitude as a compass through life's uncertainties. In the face of adversity, let us not merely survive, but thrive, resilient and grateful.